What'll it be, gents?
Two beers, and I'll have the same.
Oh, you boys seem to have worked up a thirst.
Long ride.
Where'd you boys come from? Not that it's any of my business.
I take your question as friendly discourse and have no problem with answering, especially since we will be neighbors, and I expect to visit your establishment from time to time. We rode up from Cheyenne.
That's a long ride.
Holding the mugs by their handles, two in each hand, the bartender set them down in front of Duff and Falcon. Both men pulled out two nickels apiece, but the bartender took only one nickel from each of them.
First beer to a first-time visitor is free.
Well, that's very neighborly of you.
Both Falcon and Duff turned up their mugs and drained them without pause.
That one was for thirst. This one is for taste.
Do you serve food here, or do we need to find a restaurant?
Bacon, beans, biscuits. The biscuits ought to be pretty good. I was just back in the kitchen, and they're about ready to come out.
What'd you think, Duff?
I'm not likely to get haggis, taties, or neeps, so bacon, beans, and biscuits will do just fine.
You're from Scotland. I thought I recognized your accent.
You have a good ear for accents.
Not really, but my wife's parents are from Scotland, so I'm familiar with the brogue, and with haggis, taties, and neeps. Though I have to tell you, I can't stand this stuff. If we're going to be neighbors, as you say, we may as well get acquainted. The name is Johnson, Biff Johnson.
Duff McAllister.
Duff? Duff and Biff? We shouldn't have any trouble remembering our names.
This is my kinsman, Falcon.
Yes, Falcon. I thought I recognized you.
Do we know each other, Biff?
It's been a while, but you don't remember me, do you?
I'm sorry, friend. I can't say that I do remember you.
I'll let you think about it for a while. I believe it will come to you.
Biff, I don't believe I've ever heard of that name.
Not likely that you would have. My real name is Benjamin Franklin Johnson. But that was too long a handle, so folks started calling me BF, and somehow that became Biff. What about eats? Do you want what we have?
We'll take it.
The two men took their beer to a nearby table. It didn't take long for one of the bar girls to approach him.
Hello, my name is Lucy.
Lucy was tall, raw-boned, and full-breasted. She had wide-set blue-gray eyes, high cheekbones, and a mouth that was almost too full.
Have I seen you two in here before?
Well, not likely. We just got into town.
Duff stood up and pulled a chair out for her by way of invitation.
Aren't you the gentleman, though? Most of the time, someone just kicks the chair out with their foot and expects me to be all grateful that they've invited me to sit down.
Oh, I could never do such a thing.
Oh, my, what a lovely accent. If you hadn't invited me to sit down, I may have anyway. I've been on my feet all day.
No big thing, you're a whore, so you'll be on your back all night.
Pig iron, you got no call to be saying something like that.
Duff saw the hurt reflected in Lucy's eyes, and without saying another word, he stepped over to the table of the man who had made the rude comment.
'Tis thinking I am that you'll be wanting to apologize to the lady for that intemperate remark.
You want me to apologize to a whore? In a pig's eye, I will.
Then I'll be asking you, with all due respect, to move to another table.
Pig Iron stood up and smiled at Duff. It was not a smile of humor.
I heard you tell the bartender that you was going to be moving here, so you may as well learn now to mind your manners around old Pig Iron.
Suddenly, and unexpectedly, Pig Iron took a swing at Duff, but Duff ducked under it easily. Then, with the extended fingers of his left hand, he jabbed hard at a point in the upper abdomen just below where the ribs separated.
Don't worry, friend. You will regain your breath. Sure, and I could follow that up with a blow that would render you unconscious, but I think you're uncomfortable enough as it is, and I've no wish to make enemies so quickly in my chosen place of abode. So let us just agree that this episode is over. Do I have your agreement on that?
Because it was impossible for Pig Iron to actually talk, he nodded.
Good. Next time we meet, may I suggest a more convivial exchange?
Pig Iron nodded again, and Duff returned to the table.
Damn, you'll have to show me that trick sometime.
Nothing to it.
Duff put his fingers on Falcon's solar plexus and made a slight jab. The jab was very gentle, but it was also enough to show Falcon what a hard jab would do.
I'll have to remember that.
Pig Iron left the saloon as Biff Johnson was bringing a drink for Lucy, even though the girl hadn't ordered it.
He must know your brand.
That's not hard. One glass of tea is pretty much like any other glass of tea.
Lucy picked it up and held it toward Falcon and Duff in a toast.
Well, 'tis an honest lass you be about me paying whiskey prices for your tea.
Honey, if everything we drank really was whiskey, we'd all be drunk before mid-afternoon.
Get out!
Duff dived from his chair onto Lucy, knocking her down and falling on top of her. Pig Iron fired, but he missed Duff and fatally hit another prostitute. Falcon quickly pulled his gun.
Get on!
Annie! Oh my God, Annie!
Duff rolled off Lucy and looked over at the table near the back of the room. One of the bar girls was lying on her back, her chest red with blood. Everyone in the room ran to her. But they saw as soon as they arrived that there was nothing they could do.
Oh!
I'm sorry, lass. I'm truly sorry.